Dead End Hip Hop album review, J. Cole Born Sinner, and today we have a special guest, the homie Chosen. Let him know what you do, honey.
iHipHopMusic.com. Just Google Hip Hop Music, you'll find me. Been at it 7 years, still number one.
The OG of this hip hop blog shit, man. Y'all don't know who y'all talking to, man. Been around since the beginning.
Yeah, man. J. Cole, you know, this is the second album on Roc Nation, Jay-Z's imprint. For me, J. Cole, I even said in the last review, I don't see star power in him. But that does not mean that he is not a dope lyricist. That does not mean that he does not make good music or even a good to great album, which I believe this album is. I can't see J. Cole as a superstar. He just does not jump off the page. There's nothing on this album that gets me, holds me, is like, yo, you're dope. He just doesn't grab me like that. He just doesn't, but that doesn't mean that he's whack. Like Voluminati, which is the initial track, is one of my favorites on there. I love when he says, you know, sometimes I gotta brag like ho. You know, I think J. Cole on this album, he gives you his story. He's still giving you his story, just like Sideline story. He's still giving you parts of his story. You still like what let Nas down. You know, he's still letting you inside of him and how he felt, you know, when No ID told him that Nas didn't like it, and you know how he was like, damn nigga, but you made you owe me, you know what I'm saying, so you should understand. But you know, but there are tracks on here I like Land of Snakes. I was surprised for him to pick that Outkast beat like that. When I heard it,
that was some bold ass shit.
That was some bold shit. But again, I think he held his own. I don't think he did a disservice to the beat or anything. But at the same time, it's not like he captured me like, oh, like this was just super amazing. And to be honest, my favorite track on here was the interlude, More Money. I thought to me overall on the whole project, that was the dopest shit he did on here. And again, it's no slight to J. Cole. I still think that he's a great artist. I can't see him.
Damn, man, why you being so hard on J. Cole?
I'm not hating. I think he is a great artist. I just don't see superstar. I just don't. I don't know why.
I think he's still trying to figure that part out, though. Like, he's always been the artist that's been developing in front of us. I don't think we really know who he is. I think one of his problems is he's a little too humble. I'd like to see him be a little more cocky and start talking a little shit like Drake would. Like, at first, Drake was very humble, and then when he started talking that shit, we started to listen more. I think we need a little less humble J. Cole.
I feel you, because he definitely humbled himself a lot, like especially on that line when he said Beyonce said she wanted the new Bugatti.
Yeah, I was like,
and he's like, that's not even, that's poor. Awkward, like I'm not even worth
poor.
That.
All right, basically you're poor, that's what you just said.
Well, shit, he don't have Beyonce money or Jay-Z money, let's be honest. But even as Illuminati, I like how, you know, he even touched a little bit on the Illuminati and says, you know, these rich white billionaires could do without me. You know, these niggas probably killed themselves if they had cold money.
I appreciate that Illuminati shit, because it's the dumbest shit to ever happen in hip-hop in like the longest time, so I appreciated that. I felt like 90% of the album didn't feel dated to me, like the first one. You know, like on the first one you had fucking Lights Please was 2 years old before the album even dropped. This album, I didn't get that long promo run of 5 singles deep before I even got to hear the album. So I feel like in terms of just fresh content, I feel it's a better album. In terms of lyrical, he's gotten better. Not much hit records on the album, apart from maybe Power Trip. I like the fact that he's able to carry an album by himself, but in terms of features, I think on the one with Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick should have had a verse on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it was screaming for a Kendrick verse. And I have a big problem with that record, by the way. In terms of when you saw the record, the name of it, and then you heard the sample, what it was sampling. I put it on the page, a lot of fans thought it was sampling the Tribe Called Quest joint, but it's actually pulling from an older record. Yeah, Mystic Groove, that Tribe Called Quest, they sample it. So when you heard that sample, and then you hear, you know, J. Cole is considered the chosen one, and then Kendrick Lamar, the rap Jesus, on a record, you know what I'm saying? You expected it to be more epic, but all you hear is me and my bitch. Took a little trip, and it's like it wasn't a record I expected to hear, you know. But either way, I still would have liked to see a Kendrick Lamar verse on that. And the 50 Cent joint, even though it's not officially on the album, it's a deluxe part, that shit was screaming for a 50 Cent verse, because those are the type of records that 50 Cent usually shows up on. In terms of features, the ones that mattered, they weren't on there. But I still appreciate the fact that he could carry the album by himself and not be boring, you know?
But I think it for me, it got a little, I don't want to say boring, but I got disinterested the longer it went on.
In terms of subject matter?
Just as a whole, as just a whole project, subject matter, everything. Like, the longer it went, because I think it needed the features, and I agree with you, like, to just kind of give a little bit of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, you know, there goes something special. It just didn't have that.
I think he just probably just wanted to prove, kind of still prove, just like he did in his debut album, that he can hold a project by himself. Yeah. And I think with this album, I think his production sound more polished, a lot more polished than his previous album. Not saying that his previous album production was bad, because people always, you know, get a gripe on J. Cole's production. I think his production is good. Like Runaway, I think production-wise, and the story, yeah, that's one of my favorite tracks right there. That story on there, it's like, how can you call this dude boring when his subject matter is so, you know, pulls you in? So that's what one thing I don't understand. But this project, I could have did without She Knows. I kind of understand why. He could have put Miss America in there.
That's a good record though, man.
I ain't like She Knows.
Even the production?
The production was cool. I wasn't feeling the hook, and it was a bad vibe on that track.
I feel like one of the few that might actually have a chance at radio.
Like a radio? I could understand it being maybe like his next radio song, but I wasn't feeling it. I felt he could have took that out and put Miss America in there, which that was a part of the deluxe, which is, I think, Truly Yours EP that he added on there. But yeah, overall, I like this project overall. I mean, you know, like I said, his production sound more polished. He sound more focused, and like I said, he wanted to prove again. I understood why he didn't have no features. I'm just like you though, I am disappointed with no Kendrick Lamar verse over one of my favorite Tribe Called Quest, you know, songs, you know, and I can't get a Kendrick verse on there, and then y'all supposed to be coming out with this project together. Yeah. Give me a taste of what y'all gonna have, you know, what y'all gonna make together, and you gonna have him doing a hook, like, come on now. But
two more celebrated new cats, and they didn't deliver, what is this?
Be, you know, the limelight of the new mainstream lyricists, and give me a verse from Kendrick as well. I mean, you know, show me that, Cole. Show me you can hang with a Kendrick Lamar, you know, on the verses. But I love this project. I mean, I like this project. It was good. I thought it was a step up from his debut album, man. I've been following Cole since the come up. So, yeah, I've been following Cole since the come up, man. So it's like I'm good. It's good to see him winning, and it's good to see him coming from the underground and doing mainstream and still, you know, still doing his thing, man. So
I'm kind of middle on the road on this album, man. It kind of felt flat for me. You know, it kind of felt like it didn't really have a lot of life to it for whatever reason. It's not like the songs are bad or anything like that. It just felt like there was just something missing. You know,
features.
Huh? I don't even know if it was necessarily the features. Like, you could see what he was doing and where he was trying to go, like with Born Center, and then you look at the track list and you see how they all supposed to touch on these particular topics. But I think they just didn't quite resonate with me in a way. I think, you know, if there is a project or an album that might be for the first time that I felt disinterested in Cole, I think this may have been the album for me. And I can kind of see why people have a trouble connecting with them. Like for me, the first one, for whatever reason, I don't know, just
you like it more.
I just like that one a little bit more than this album.
I don't mean to cut you off, but because, you know, he was telling the story by him, you know, making it to that mainstream, you know, being a mainstream artist. And I think with Born Sinner, he just kind of goes into, I guess, the Temptations and being a popular or a famous, you know, rap artist now, and that's why he has songs like Trouble, you know what I'm saying,
and
Runaway and Chaining Day, you know what I'm saying, talking what you do when you once you first made it, what you gonna spend your money on in the chain, then investing on some property or home. So I think I like it, man. I mean, I just like the stories that he told from the first one, and now I can see the theme that he was going with this one. It's just the temptation of him, you know, living in that limelight, being under Jay-Z, and finally getting the attention and people paying attention to him and stuff. That's all.
I don't know. That might be too much pressure for him, B. Being under Jay-Z, man, and trying to deliver an album that's going to really put him over there, you know, over the top. I think maybe it's kind of what FIFA was saying, that superstar quality. I'm not saying he doesn't have that. I think he could get there. But I think
I think he's still trying to find that thing. You know, what's that thing for J. Cole? The songs are, you know, I don't want to say the songs are bad. The production's not bad. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of like flat on this one. It's just not, it's not doing it for me, B.
I'm kind of in between Ken and B. I really enjoyed this album, but I feel like I got a little too much of the same paced production. Like, he started off the album fucking bananas with Illuminati.
I agree with that.
I was like, whoa, what? J. Cole is not fucking around right now. And then it kind of like
tapers off.
It tapers off a little bit, and then it stays here. Yeah, it stays here.
It does.
I'm not saying that the quality of the songs stayed here. It was like the feel of the album stayed here. It didn't go up or down. It was just like, at that point, it was like, I don't have any favorite songs. Because it was almost like the songs almost just blended. Yeah. But I will say this. I think that J. Cole on this album, he doesn't sound hungry anymore. He sounds confident. He sounds like when his earlier mixtapes, he sounded like, I'm trying to get in this fucking game. Mm-hmm. Now he sounds like, I'm there. I just gotta maintain my place. I think what's gonna be really interesting for J. Cole is to see how he does survive under Jay. Because even though I'm not the biggest Jay-Z fan, I do think that it's cool that he has maintained that best lyricist title while being arguably the most mainstream rapper out.
Ever.
You know what I mean? So I don't know that J. Cole has that. J. Cole is Drake if Drake was a good rapper. I feel like J. Cole is actually putting more work into his bars than a Drake would,
way more.
You know? I don't know that he has a better singing voice, but
two different artists,
two different artists, but they would appeal to the same fan. Drake, and that's kind of where I'm looking at. But I just feel like I needed more of that Illuminati type of production throughout the album.
A little bit louder.
Yeah.
Like that grabs you, because I feel you, J. Cole, he doesn't get lost inside of the production, but he blends with the production.
Exactly.
Like even on Power Trip, like I love Power Trip, but I know exactly where you're coming from. Miguel's voice and J. Cole's voice go perfect inside of the beat, but almost after Mo Money, the whole way through, J. Cole is in line with the fucking production.
Because he produced it.
That's the problem.
I agree. That's sometimes it's problem. Not good for the producer and the MC to do the album together like that. Like with Crit, I feel like it comes off a little different. With J. Cole, it's almost like I produce the beat and I'm perfectly putting myself in the beat. And sometimes you can't pull anything from that. It's just like, oh, here's a song.
I feel like he is the college kid that's still happy to be there instead of the MC that's like, yo, I'm better than all you fucking
niggas. Right, he hasn't graduated yet.
He's still a freshman.
Comfortable getting B's.
Right.
Yeah.
And he should be at this point striving for an A.
Because he has the ability.
Exactly.
But he's not rapping like a guy who can actually out-rap everybody else.
There you go.
Exactly. And that's the problem.
I feel like he needs a daddy figure. Like, Jay needs to step in on some dad shit and be like, you need to apply yourself, son. You can do better than this. You need to apply yourself. The only track I didn't particularly care for was Chaining Day. That was the only...
It was random.
Sorry, it was. It was hella random. That was the only track I could have done without on the whole album.
The only reason why it made sense is because of that interlude.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
beyond that, though, it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It kind of felt out of place beyond that interlude. That's what even introduced it. Yeah, it's too much slowdowns on the record, man.
Yep.
Like, Illuminati was such a high pace, and you thought the rest of it was going to be like that. And then he kind of smoothed it out. The rest of it, like the lyricism was there, but it was just it's like it wasn't correlating with the production.
And
it created like this context of him just being a little too calm.
Exactly. They're perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking too. He stayed way too calm. He only went up again on ain't that some shit. I think that was the other track. And it wasn't even really an interlude. He got busy. But then he went right back to being like, all right, I'm chill.
I think in terms of, again, I'm going to go to star power because I feel like he has all the ingredients to be that guy. He has all of the ingredients to be in Jay-Z's lane. But I feel in star power, he is going to be Nas, where you're never going to question his lyricism. You're not going to really question his songs. But, bro, like, you can be more.
you know, like I don't know. And that's where I'm gonna leave it. It definitely, I definitely bump it in the whip. I definitely love like the first five tracks on there. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole is definitely a lyricist. I love his lyricism, but again, he just doesn't pull it out for me, man. He just does not pull out the whole entire album. I'm not as excited for the back end of the album like I was the first couple tracks on the album. And that's just how I feel about it.
I like the majority of this album. I enjoy it. Like I said, step this production up. You know, I still got the lyrical J. Cole I've always been a fan of for years. Like I can probably do like maybe without maybe two. The TLC joint, I ain't care too much for that one. Yeah, she knows I can be without that one. I like the bonus, the deluxe version. The bonus tracks on there was dope as hell too. We could have took some of those out and switched it out. But other than that, I enjoy the project. I like
fan
it.
Fan of J. Cole. This album for me, I didn't care much for this album. The songs are not bad. I think to one of Mike's point, for me, I think the production kind of got in the way of J. Cole a little bit for me personally. The album as a whole just didn't do it for me, man. I just don't care much for this album, man. You know, when I think about, you know, wanting to listen to this album at some point in the future, I have no desire to. So there's nothing really on here that really kind of does it for me.
I think that Cole put out a great album. I do agree with Ken though. It's just that it wasn't what J. Cole could have done. I feel like J. Cole could be that dude that's a triple threat. You know what I mean? He's a great producer. He's a dope rapper. And he's not a great singer, but he can hold his own. He can do his own hooks. That's fine. But I feel like he just didn't come to his potential. I put this on and I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. But knowing what he's capable of, or feeling what I think he's capable of, I just expected a little bit more.
Chosen, iHipHopMusic.com. I love the album. Like I'm listening to it every single day, but it's just, I'm probably won't be throwing this on a couple months from now. It's gonna be just one of those throwaway joints that I put on the back burner. But in terms of Cole, still a fan of J. Cole, overall artist. If you're calculating the mixtapes, everything he's done, you know what he's capable of.
Yep.
So there's still plenty of room for him to become who he's supposed to be.